With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Three Ohio police officers were wounded Wednesday afternoon in what officials are calling an ambush. Two were sitting in their patrol car eating lunch when they were shot with a high-powered rifle. The shooting happened in Lorain, about 30 miles west of Cleveland. Police said later the suspect was killed when officers fired back. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard releases new documents on the 2016 election.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard Wednesday released a previously classified House report, her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a, quote, treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election.
President Obama directed an intelligence community assessment to be created to further this contrived false narrative.
The report, a 2020 product from the House Intelligence Committee, casts doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opens investigations into five universities to determine whether they're granting exclusionary scholarships for illegal immigrants in violation of civil rights law. The department announced the National Origin Discrimination Investigation on Wednesday into the University of Louisville, University of Nebraska-Omaha, University of Miami, University of Michigan, and Western Michigan University. The department said its investigation will examine other scholarships as well that allegedly exclude students based on characteristics like race, color, and other things, like the University of Louisville's Don Wilson Scholarship for undergraduate LGBTQ and students of color. State Department launching an investigation into Harvard over its use of international visas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued the statement, noting the department's plans to scrutinize Harvard's sponsorship eligibility under the Exchange Visitor Program certification. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, China's tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastor sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of China's president, Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Brian Koberger is sentenced to life in prison for killing four University of Idaho students in 2022.
Brian Koberger faced the family and friends of his victims at his sentencing. Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty in a deal to avoid the death penalty. He's accused of sneaking into a rental home near the University of Idaho campus and stabbing four students to death in 2022.
Today we are here to prove to the world that you picked the wrong families.
Kaylee Gonsalves' father, Steve Gonsalves, and sister Olivia both testified. Dylan Mortison was one of two roommates who was in the house the night of the killings.
My nervous system never got the message that it is over, and it won't let me forget what he did to them.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Koberger was also given a 10-year sentence for burglary and assessed $270,000 in fines. The suspect who killed two firefighters and injured a third during an ambush shooting in Idaho drew sketches of it. The Kootenai County Sheriff said they found sketches in Wes Rowley's apartment showing where the shooting would happen. More at SRNNews.com.